Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, Chris, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you kind of missed out on this one, okay?
Right.
Let me explain. Okay, so the walls have a paint that I guess could be called beige. The floor is not carpeted. The floor is like a wood veneered tile. So it's like a light-colored wood. No, yeah, in fact, this place does not have any carpeting at all. All right? Despite that, we have pretty good acoustics here. As far as chairs, there is a real office chair, very wide, executive office chair. But the only other chair we have in this office is next to a file cabinet. It's one of these cheap folding chairs. Okay? That's that. As far as tables, there's a big table I'm working at, which is fairly logical, where we have the studio equipment, the mixer, two microphones, two headsets, a 27-inch iMac, Apple iMac, two hard drives, and kind of an audiophile speaker system for monitoring. There is a second table here, and the second table has mostly accessories, including a couple of keyboards, and the Wi-Fi, ISP router, a couple of other wireless routers, and some other equipment. In fact, a DVD player. Not Blu-ray DVD, a regular DVD player. Now, as far as the light source is concerned, there is only one ceiling fan with three bulbs. There are no floor lamps, no wall lamps, no light source on my main desk. There are two printers in this office, which I'm surprised you didn't notice. One I was looking at through the entire session, which is a HP OfficeJet color printer. Behind me there is a Brother laser printer. Okay? As far as screens are concerned, there's only one screen that's up and running. That's the iMac. There's a second screen with a MacBook Pro that's in the closet. Now, you were right about there being a bathroom in one corner of the room. There are four doors in this office, and two of the doors are to a walk-in closet, which I think is very distinctive, and it would have been nice if you discovered that. There's nothing on the wall in terms of pictures. Nothing. Zilch. In fact, there's nothing anywhere in this apartment on the walls in terms of pictures. This office also has two large bookcases filled with books and one large file cabinet. Is that enough information for you, Chris?
Yes, very much.
So what happened?
I think what happened was the fact that I was trying to view the whole area, and you were focused more on the printer. And I think because of the fact that, see, normally when I work a session, I work alone in an empty room. And the fact that we were live might have been more of a pressure type situation. Because I normally work in an empty environment myself. Then my spirit guides come in and they guide me through the sessions, and I put down information. Like last week, I did a session to find a missing child, and I sat down and I did an entire 8-page description on where the child was. And because of my descriptions, they were able to go and locate the child and bring her home safely. And they had another psychic on the case, and my descriptions were identical to her descriptions, and even the same state, license plate, and name. I think what happened here was the fact that we were, of course, live on the air, and that put pressure on me, plus speaking out loud, which I normally don't speak out loud in a session, I think might have misinterpreted what my spirit guides were saying, because I clearly couldn't hear them and speak at the same time. It was kind of a mixed bag.
Well, we can always try it again in a different way. You have the address. There are other rooms here, but we might try a second experiment, perhaps. Maybe we'll work out an experiment for another episode or between episodes with Tim. I have no idea what Tim's home looks like. But maybe what could happen here is he can send me some photographs. As I said, if you want to see photographs of this office, I'll generate one or two for the forum so everybody can see what he was looking at and get a sense of what might have happened here. Yes, I know we put you under pressure, but, you know, that's the want. That's how things work. In terms of your psychic abilities, is that something you'd like to experiment with?
Yes, very much.
Are you feeling it now or what?
You mean it's like another test?
Yeah, would you like to do another test? I want to give you a second chance. I want to be fair. I know I didn't expect anything, so we wanted to be fair.
Yeah, if you want to give me another test, that's entirely up to you and your viewers. If they'd like to see it, I'm all for it.
Well, obviously here we're not using video at all. We're doing audio. But I'm happy to do the audio. You can get a rough idea of what I look like from my avatar in Skype. It's not the latest photo. It's maybe 10, 12 years old. But I look mostly like that, okay? You know, right now, of course, I got fangs because we're in October. It's Halloween. But other than the fangs, I look pretty much like that. So you know what I look like? What can you tell me about me?
What can I tell you about you? That's real simple. You're a genuine, fairly built guy. I know your age is not around you're around 50, maybe closer to 60. I'm not going to give out your exact age on camera, on audio. You're you like sports. Is your favorite sport, I would have to say, is, baseball. And I'm also picking up, maybe you like other sports as well. I can't really, baseball. And let me see if I can get a visualization of you. You have a family, and you're close to certain members of your family. I think you were real close to, I believe, a grandfather way back when. I know I was close to my grandfather. I'm thinking you were real close with your grandfather. He was also kind of a sports fan. He once had let me see if I can get this correctly. I'm trying to listen to my spirit guides and talk. You once had a really nice car back in the 80s, I think it was. But I don't know exactly what make or model of the car unless I do a deeper session. But you had a nice car in the 80s. You were real close with your grandfather. I know you like sports, or baseball at least. You could also, I think you might also like a little bit of football, or maybe somewhat. Your favorite foods are, if I'm not mistaken, I know you love beef. I know that's one of your favorite things to eat. You also, what am I picking up on? You can tell me if I'm right or wrong so far, because it's hard to do a session over the air, but I'm doing the best I can. I know you, but... All right, let me see. I'm writing this stuff down. Okay, baseball.
Can you be more descriptive about what I look like?
Yes, you're clean faced. I know sometimes you do have a little bit of a light mustache, but you're clean faced. You have tan colored hair. And not a little dark, just kind of a medium color, like light, like skin color, hair, slightly brown. You have jeans on. You have a t-shirt on, and you do not wear glasses. You have pretty good vision, and you have good hearing. And your shoes are, if I'm not mistaken, they're brown. It could be, yeah, they're brown. And let's see, what else do I see with you? That's it for descriptions of facial.
Okay, we'll get into more of this in our next segment, but there are some interesting points he raised. I don't know what to make of it, so we'll go into discuss that in the next segment, okay? Chris Harmon doing a psychic reading of Gene Steinberg with Tim Swartz. So we're going to see where we can take this. Where he hit on anything, where maybe we think he could have missed on a couple of things. So you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay. Obviously, you're looking at the photo to get a sense of my age. I'm actually became on September 9th, 78. I'm 78. That's happy to show you the birth certificate, Chris, okay? So, as far as what you said, you did come up with something that was interesting. Obviously, I'm clean-shaven because you can see the avatar. I did have a faint mustache in my early to mid-30s, okay?
Right.
I did, and I shaved it one day, and I never looked back. Okay. As far as shoes are concerned, I'm currently wearing just my black socks. In the house, I don't normally wear shoes. I do have white sneakers that I tend to wear day after day. I do have some brown shoes in the closet. I haven't worn them in a while. Okay? As far as anything else about me, right now, obviously, as you get older, you get shorter, as certain former presidents don't realize. So I'm just under 6 feet. I used to be 6'2" when I was a young whippersnapper. I weigh about 180 to 185 pounds. All right? Now, about the car. In the 1980s, you can get really cheap leases on luxury cars. So when I had real money, I leased a mid-1980s Mercedes-Benz 300E in shiny black. You might consider that a pretty good car, except it was very, very badly built. But that's as close as we can come.
Right.
Anything else? Okay, in terms of the grandfather, now obviously at 78, we don't have any grandfathers around anymore. I didn't know my father's father at all because he was very much bedridden by the time I got to know him. I did know my mother's dad, Moshe Etkin. I don't know fairly well or not because he spoke Yiddish and Hebrew, and I could speak neither as I was a kid. So I don't know that we actually communicated in any way that I could understand, but we did talk a little bit. I liked the guy, but I didn't know him, if you get my point. But if you look at his face, you can see a resemblance as I remember it. He died probably when I was a preteen. Okay, so that's the grandfather. All right? Now, as far as sports, that's also strange. As a kid, I liked baseball. And then the Brooklyn Dodgers left for Los Angeles. And I kind of sort of lost interest in baseball. I got to see football for a while, and then I started reading about all the concussions the players got, and I lost interest in football. I no longer watch any sports, period. So there's some stuff there that you picked up that I don't think we would have had online. And that's interesting. Okay?
Yeah. If I may say, the person on your mother's side that you were kind of close to, I believe he still comes around, and that is why I was picking up on a gentleman, because there is somebody that follows you. He's an older male, and he follows you. He doesn't speak, never spoke to me the whole time I was doing anything, but he like comes and watches you.
Okay, I'd like to be able to talk to him. Part of it is he was born in Russia and came to the United States in the early part of the 20th century. I know nothing about their back history, about my mother's family. My father's family came from Austria, and then that area was annexed by Poland. Again, they came to America in the early 20th century through Ellis Island, and I'm not sure that they were legal immigrants. Although being Jewish, they got kind of deemed badly by some people in the early part of the 20th century, just as those who came from Ireland were. Kind of a different situation. So it's a mixture here. You're seeing some things about me that are a little off, some things that seem to have a semblance of reality, and then a few things that are at the peripheries, which are certainly worth exploring. Anything else occur to you?
No, other than that I believe your past life, and I know I'm correct on this, because your past life, you were an explorer, and you did a lot of exploring, which is why when I close my eyes and try to envision you, I'm seeing a younger gentleman, but he was kind of like somebody that would go around and like explore different areas of land, different places. And that's what I see with you in a past life, is you were an explorer, which might explain why you have a fascination for multiple things and not just, you don't just stick with one hobby or one topic.
Well, of course, I did a lot of traveling, say, in my 20s and 30s. Not to other countries so much, but I traveled quite a bit around the U.S., mostly driving to different places, though I took some plane trips. And part of this was in connection with the fact that my first wife and I put out a paranormal magazine. And we go to the conventions. And we burned out that car. I mean, the engine was shot when I finally traded it in. But the dealer didn't know that. nor that the master cylinder, the clutch master cylinder, which controls, of course, the shifting of the manual transmission, was just about gone before I went to trade it in. So I went to pick up my new car. I parked this car, which I could barely drive because it kept falling out of gear, to the back end of the car lot so he wouldn't go there. And I picked up my new car, drove off as quickly as I could. And the next day he calls me up, the dealer, the salesperson at the dealer, and says, you know, by the way, we went to check your car out and we couldn't get it in gear. And I said, oh my God, I was lucky. In many ways was I lucky. The master cylinder had failed, as I said. So that's something I remember in terms of traveling. In terms of traveling recently, for many thousands of reasons, not so much.
So do you have any other questions in regards to remote viewing that I could answer? Because I can answer any question you have. I do, not only do I do the viewing, but I do healing and I do influencing. And I got a video on my phone that, well, I can't show it over the air here because it's audio, where I literally, because I wanted to demonstrate for our class, I teach a remote viewing class, how I can turn the rain on and off for storms. Of course, I never do this in agreement with the ETs and all that, that I never do anything for harm, only for positiveness. But I told them I wanted to show the class how I can make it rain. So I did a session for the class. During the session, it began to rain. I also requested I wanted thunder and lightning. And I got the weather report that came for that day, and there was a 2% chance of rain, and that was it. But I was able, during the session, I was able to make it rain and do everything I wanted to show the class, and then I was able to shut it off. And I can send you the video. You can look at the video, and you'll be amazed at what you see. I demonstrated for the class, which the ETs and everybody, my spirit guide, said, yeah, that's fine. But I can do that. But in remote influencing, which is a third class I teach, I grant people the ability to not only operate influence, like they make it rain if they need rain. Yeah, it takes a lot of practice to get accurate at this, but I teach how to make, not only control the weather, but control other things. Like, let's say you want your plants to grow or you want your crops to grow. Doing this influencing, you can cause the behavior patterns of basically anything from a human to an animal to plants to weather. And the more trained you get at this, the more you can accurately make these things legitimately happen. Just like when I made it rain for the class, and of course I shut it back off. Any questions?
Well, we're going to ask those questions in our next segment with Chris and Gene and Tim. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Update. The war in Israel on his mind. President Biden at the annual Human Rights Campaign dinner Saturday night in Washington, D.C., speaking about the week of war.
More than 1,300 innocent lives lost in Israel. Children and grandparents alike kidnapped, held hostage by Hamas.
The president urging Americans to reject hate.
The vast majority have nothing to do with Hamas.
Other developments, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, appear to be on the verge of significant ground operations and say they killed the Hamas Hamas terrorist who plotted the murder and kidnapping of Jews at the festival and nearby kibbutz last Saturday. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visiting soldiers near the Gaza border who are heading into battle. The United States sending a second carrier to the Mediterranean. The U.S. will be evacuating Americans by sea on Monday from Haifa in northern Israel. This is USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So before Tim asks some questions of Chris, let's just kind of summarize here. In terms of the remote viewing experiment, it sounds like you got the wrong apartment because this didn't fit, as we can tell. And I'll put up some photos in our forums just so people can see the environment in which I work. As far as the psychic reading, there were things there that were interesting because they did have a certain level of accuracy in ways I did not expect, especially the light mustache. Okay, that's the only time for this brief period of a few years that I had the hair on my face, other than, of course, becoming a werewolf when the moon is full and bright. But seriously, it was the only time. So I call it a mixed bag. Tim?
Well, I'm curious. Have you ever attempted to ask for UFOs to appear on, say, like a scheduled time?
Yes, I have. I did a session once just recently back in August where I did a remote viewing session for the ETs to come and pay a visit. And during the session, I was going through everything because I work with my spirit guides and I work with the ETs, and I listen to them, and they tell me what to put down on paper. If I'm working in a crowded room, yeah, I can still work a session, but I don't hear my spirit guides as much or as accurate because I'm deaf in one ear, and so that kind of throws my, I don't know what you call that, but like stability off. But normally when I work alone in an environment, and then of course my ETs and spirit guides come around. But on this particular night, it was very clear and sunny. It was middle of August, 22nd or 3rd, whatever. And it was a clear night, so I went outside and did a live session on camera. And did a session to call for the ETs to come. And I did my session, and it was 7-8 pages long. And in the last page, which had been page 8, one of the things they said was, okay, we are here. And they used the term, we are here. And I wrote that down. And look up in the sky, and you can see lights in the sky flashing. And, of course, hold the camera up. The camera that I used has a high zoom, but you can't really see the lights in the camera. You see flickering, but you can't really tell it's the UFO. But I knew that was them. And then, of course, I waved to them. And then, of course, they, I don't know if they saw me or not, but eventually the lights vanished, and I knew the session was over. And I got the whole thing on video, the whole session, because I aimed the camera at my work so you can, everybody can see what my work is. I do a paranormal show with a group. We're called Something Wicked. And during those paranormal episodes, I always go into the house alone and do a remote viewing session. And I contact the spirits that are in the house. I also contact anything in the house that might be there. And if it's negative, I will pinpoint that. Like recently, we did a case, and it's coming out on it'll be televised soon, where I contacted the lost loved one in the house, and he was upset because he didn't realize he had passed away. He was still there. He was upset because the female in the house wasn't acknowledging him. Nobody would pay attention to him. They were ignoring him. And he was upset because he kept telling me, "I'm still here. Why can't you people see me or hear me?" And I told him, I said, "Well, you have passed away. You need to move on." And he kept wanting to speak to his loved one. And finally, I was able to move him on. In the basement of that house, there was a gentleman who was an older gentleman, kind of a late 80s, early 90s. He had a cane and a pipe, gray-haired. But he's been there since, like, over 50 years. That's still his environment. He is the one that the family saw in the basement, that he was getting aggravated because when they go down there to do their laundry or even just to be down there, they're stepping on his territory. He's not going to harm them. He was just aggravated that they're there in his environment. But in every case I do for paranormal, I always sit down in a room somewhere and they'll have a camera pointing at me and I go through a live session. And I can do, like I say, I work with different people for missing children or people, or even if somebody needs healed, like I can sit down alone and do a healing session. I recently healed a couple of people who had leg, like arthritis problems, and one gentleman had eye problems. I was able to make it so he didn't have so much pressure in the feeling of his eye. And I'll open up for any questions, Jeff.
Well, if you'd like to try it, I'll go ahead and open myself up if you wanted to try to do a brief psychic reading on myself.
Sure. I just need your name.
It's Tim.
Tim. Okay. Let me see if I can tap in here. See what my spirit guides are saying to me. Give me just a few seconds here. Okay. You're a medium built guy, not real skinny, you're medium built, pale skin, you have glasses, either you did or you do, I'm thinking you still do, I'm trying to get a picture here in my mind of you, yes, okay, alright, you have a, is it a button shirt, like four or five buttons that go down, like a button shirt, you do have, blue jeans, shoes that they're okay. Black shoes, blue jeans, a button-down shirt. You have slightly grayish hair, or not full head of hair, slightly grayish hair. No glasses, pale skin. And if I'm not mistaken, you are. I think that's pretty accurate. Oh yeah, but you. You are wearing a watch, and it's on your right hand.
All right. Well, that was very accurate. All the way around.
The difference was when I did the first session for the office, to be honest with you, I was trying really quick to get it done in the allowed time that we may have here. Because normally I do a session, I can spend 2 hours on a session because I work with my spirit guides, and they're the ones that help me. I don't. To sit here and to look you in the face and say, I have a psychic ability, I would say it's 50-50 because the spirit guides are what provide me the information. It's not so much just me in general. I have help from the ETs and the spirit guides. if it wasn't for them, honest with you, I don't even know what, even know if I'd still be alive, because they have saved me and helped me in more ways than imaginable. So it's kind of like a team effort.
Well, do you see any spirits around me?
No, I don't see spirits around you. I see there is some, I almost want to say it's like an animal spirit. I think it might have been human at one point, but it's an animal spirit. And I know this is going to sound very stupid to say this, or maybe not, but I see a white fox, and the fox represents like a badge of courage. And he is the one that, if you ever think maybe you feel like a fuzziness up against you at times, or maybe you feel like an itch, like you're itchy, that is the fox that is letting you know he is there. He is like a guide. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he has been assigned to you. He is like your, I keep hearing the words badge of courage. So I don't know if you ever felt like you needed courage. He is your badge of courage.
All right, that's interesting. But
I did a gentleman here a while back, and his animal, it was following him. His animal, believe it or not, was a, I know this is going to sound crazy, but a mouse. He had a mouse, and the mouse was his, I was told it was overcome fear.
Well, your descriptions of what I was wearing was on the nose. You said that I wear glasses, but I wasn't wearing them right now, which is true. Black shoes. I've got on an unbuttoned shirt.
Let us break here, and we'll continue with that description in our next segment with Chris, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Chris Harmon did a reading of Tim Swartz, apparently faring better with his reading of him. Tim, go ahead.
That's pretty much it. I'm wearing black shoes, blue jeans, and a unbuttoned shirt. And, he said I wear glasses, but I'm not wearing them now, which is true. And he was pretty right about my hair as well. What's left of it, I should say.
I would say I'm pretty lucky because I'm 44 and I still pretty much got all my colored hair. But I don't. If I come back next year, we'll see if I still have my colored hair. I don't have any grays up there, surprisingly. Very few.
Now, just to let you know, what I've done here is I've posted in the chat window of Skype, two photos of my office that show a large portion of it. So as we progress with the episode, Chris, you can take a look at it and see how you fared, not just from my description of it, but from what it really looks like. So you'll want to do that. Let us continue here as we progress with this all. Now, in terms of remote viewing, the thing I've always been concerned about is the erratic results. But you say it requires basically being alone and being in the right frame of mind, etc., for it to happen. But wouldn't that go against using it, say, for spying?
No, it wouldn't go against using it for spying. I work alone mainly because of the spirit guides and the things that come that speak to me. But in general, a person could be in a cloud and they could do remote viewing if they wanted to. Because there are times I can be in a crowd of people, like see somebody walk by, and this is the honest to God truth, I could tell you his whole life story. And other times I can see a person walk by, and I don't have anything. A lot of it is because of their, rather they have a shield up and what their energy level is. The lower the energy of a person, or say the lower the shield of a person, the easier a person is to read. But some people can be so skepticism, and so a skeptic, they have a complete shield up, and you can't get in there. But luckily, I could sit down alone, and just by looking at that person's face, I could do what is known as influencing. I could get around that shield and get in and get his information. It may take a while, but I could. For the missing child's case I did a few weeks ago, it was about a four-hour session, but by the time I was done, I had accurate description. They were able to get her and bring her back. But psychic spies, this goes back years with remote viewing. They were using this particular tool to get information on like Nazis and World War II and different things. They said that remote viewing was no longer being used after 1995, but some people say they think the government in different areas are still using it. I believe they're still using it. If you have any questions, or continue.
Or you say they're still using it. So why, if it's reliable at all, would we worry about having spies? Why do we need spies? Now, the other thing about remote viewing is you can see a picture of something, but you can't hear it, can you? You can't hear people talking?
If I do a session and let's say I'm alone and I'm really focused, I can hear things from pictures. But it depends on how I interpret it. Like maybe I see a picture in my mind, or maybe somebody has a picture in my mind of, let's say, I see a photograph on your wall of one of your ancestors. The more I sit and close my eyes and visualize that photo in my mind and get it, and keep staring at it, the more details I get. And then, of course, I ask my spirit guides, what is this? What is it telling me? Then the words start coming to me. And I could do 5 pages on just on one photo. I had a student in the class that he was able to give me a target because I let him pick a target, and then I had a remote viewer, and then reveal the target next the following week. And so his target for me was a teeny tiny log cabin that he had built or put together, and that was his target for me. It was my test. And the following week in class, because the whole class took the test, and everybody in class had keys that were similar to the target, but they didn't have the target exactly. And I held up the photo that I drew, and I was spot on with his target. But I always tell the classes, when you're doing a session, just like even if you're working with law enforcement, the more words you put on paper, no matter how weird they may sound, could be keys to the target. Just keep writing. And if, let's say I was teaching you how to do this, I would have you write down as many words as you possibly could. Even if you think that, oh, this is not the right word, why should I put this down? Put it down, because everything could be clues to the target. And here's something a lot of people misunderstand. If you gave me a target, which is a car in a parking lot, I could remote view the entire parking lot, and there is a possibility, not necessarily me, but it is possible I could do this too. I could get fixated on that beautiful car that is next to your car, because that car next to your car might be a 57 Chevrolet. Now, to me, that might be the most beautiful car in the world. I could get fixated on that accidentally and remote and give a whole description on that car and even draw that car and completely miss the target. But yet I was in the parking lot. And one thing that we do that is helpful is if we think we're getting stuck on a certain thing, we take our pen that we're using, we drop the pen, stand up, maybe walk around in circles a few times. What that does is that cleans the air, and then you sit down, pick your pen up, and continue and get back on target.
Very briefly, you know, when you mentioned the 57 Chevy, my very first car, given to us by my wife's aunt, was a 57 Chevy, and she gave us a sales certificate saying we paid $300 for it, which we did not, just gave to us. Manual transmission. The front seats, one side of the front seat was torn. It wasn't a bad car. Unfortunately, after a few months, it started showing signs of its age. This is like in 1966. And so we ended up trading it for my first real car. But that's another story. We're not going to talk about autos. But of course, if you want to guess about my life, you can tell me what my first real car was, the one I actually bought, not was given. Right now, we're just about the end of our primary show, but Chris Harmon has lots more to talk about. We're going to keep him for the After the Paracast bonus podcast, exclusive to Paracast Plus subscribers. But if people want to know more about your ongoing work, Chris, where do they check you out?
Yes, if you want to learn more about MUFON, the UFO network, you can go to MUFON.com, MUFON.com. Learn a little bit more about me. You can find me on Facebook. I'm under Crappie King because I'm also a fisherman. You can look me up there. Or if you want to take my remote viewing courses, I start teaching again November 1st to the general public. And I'm teaching to the MUFON individuals. The general public starts November 1st. You can email me at MUFON.Chris@Yahoo.com. That's MUFON.Chris@Yahoo.com. It's $100 for 8 weeks of training, and then you get certified. And from that point on, you can take other courses and get certified as well. Every person I've taught has walked away with a certificate of certification. I've never had any student fail. I've had all my students tell me that they feel like they're not doing very well. And then when I grade their papers, they are spot on. Some of them are not spot on, but have characteristics. Anybody can write an 8-page description of a target and have things that are related to the target and be off the target, not be right spot on with it. But in the end, after the 8 weeks, at that point, they should be accurate enough to get a certificate. And the more training you get, because the key to remote viewing is practice, the more practice you get, the more you listen.
Thank you. Definitely. We'll talk more about this in our After the Paracast podcast. You can find us on Threads, on X, formerly Twitter, and on Facebook if you look for The Paracast. You can also check out our branded merchandise with 4 logos to choose from. Go to theparacast.shop or theparacast.store. Theparacast.store. We also offer the Paracast Plus, which is a streaming service giving you the show free of the network ads, higher quality audio, and the bonus exclusive After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen. And we don't either. Sometimes we get some real surprises over there. After the Paracast, exclusive to Paracast Plus subscribers, we also give you 20% off if you use the coupon code UFO20, when placing your order. Check theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Chris Harmon, thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
Thank you very much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.